of Kain Tassel Doris. The same way they were first Makadish, the Mishkan, that's the way, whenever you want to add on Kedusha to a Makom, you have to have all these things.
Rashi says, V'chein Tassel Kroy Yisayro, L'medrash L'doris, Uv'yumei Moshe Du Melech. Moshe was the Melech. V'Novi, Moshe was the Melech and the Novi. V'Yakov Kroyin Godel, his brother was there, Aaron, the Kroyin Godel was there. V'Yurim V'Tumim, V'Shivim V'Kainim. So just like then, when Moshe was Mekadesh the Mishkan, he had a Melech, a Novi, a Kohen Gadol, the Urim Tumim, the Shivas Kenim, L'doris, you have to have the same thing. Most of Rob raised the question, Kol HaKelim Shosu Moshe, Mishichosu Mekadshosim. When Moshe made the Kelim for the Mishkan, what gave it its Kedusha? The Shemen HaMishcha. Moshe poured on top of it the Shemen HaMishcha, that gave it its Kedusha. But Mekan V'Yelech, after Moshe Ben Hassoyim's, Avoidosu Mekan Chosim. They did not have the Shemen HaMishcha anymore. So what was Mekadosh to Kelim? The Avoida. When they started to use it, the first time they used the Mizbeach, they used the Kelim, that gave it its Kedusha. The question is, Ramai, how could they receive Kedusha later on differently from the way it was by Moshe? The name, why don't I say, V'chein Tassel Adoris? That the same way it was done by Moshe with the Shemen HaMishcha, that's the way it has to receive its Kedusha, the Adoris. How come it could change? So Mar says, Shani Yosemir, it's different. So on the quote, the Pesach says, Vayimoshchom Vayikadish Oysom. Him, Mashmo Oysom B'Mashicha. Only at that time, the Zman Moshe, does the Kelim need Mashicha. But V'loi L'Doros B'Mashicha. But L'Doros, you do not have to put Kedusha through Mashicha of the Shemen HaMishcha, but rather it's enough, Shof Avedosom Mechan Chosom. It's enough, the Avoidu alone.
Alright, we'll stop here.
You're holding that tesvov. The question was, how do we know? The Mishnah says when you want to be Mekadesh the Azorah, add on to the Beis Hamikdash, you have to have a Melech, a Novi, Urim V'Tumim, and the Shuvah Tekenim. So what it says, because it says, V'chein Tassel Doros on top. That the same way that Moshe Rabbeinu, when he made the Mishkan, Rashi says he was the Melech, he was the Novi, and Aaron was there with Urim V'Tumim, and the Shuvah Tekenim, who are the L'Doros? Whenever you add on to the Azorah, you have to have all these. The Gemara says, Most of Rava. It says, Kol HaKelim Shosim Moshe, Mishichosim Mikat Shosim. The Kelim that Moshe Rabbeinu made in the Mishkan, what gave it its Kedusha? The Mishicha. Moshe had anointed with the Shemen HaMishcha, the special oil. But Mikan V'Yelech afterwards, if the Kli broke, and they had to make another one later on, Avoidosim Mechan Chosim. Later on, they did not need the Shemen HaMishcha anymore, but it was enough, sufficient, just to use it. The avoider, the use of it, the shirus, that was mechanachit. Question is, am I? The name of v'chein tassel l'doros. Why don't I say the post says v'chein tassel l'doros, whatever was done by Moshe, by the Mishkan, has to always be done. So just like then the Kedusha came through the Mashicha, maybe l'doros also later on. You have to have the Shemen HaMishcha. It's not enough just to use it. So Moshe says, Shami Yosem, here it's different. The Yom HaKor, the post says, Vayimoshchom Vayikadesh Oysom, that they anoint them, and that gave it its Kedusha. But it says Lashon Oysom, so Vidashon Oysom B'Mashicha. Only the Kelim, the Shas Moshe Rabbeinu, needs a Mashicha to anoint it with the Shemen HaMishcha, with the special oil. But V'loi L'Doros B'Mashicha, L'Doros you do not need Mashicha. What do we need L'Doros afterwards? If they made a new Kli later on, they need Shiras using it. But the Gemara in Eimah 1, I said like this, Oysom B'Mashicha true. The Shas Moshe Rabbeinu, it was enough just to anoint the Shemen HaMishcha. But L'Doros, for later on, Oyba Mashiach, Oyba Avoida. Maybe you should have a choice. Either one should be enough. Whether you want to use Shemen HaMishcha or whether you want to just use it with the Avoida. How come we say L'Doros, it's only the Avoida, not the Mashiach? So in the Rapopo, my quote, the Pesach says, Asher Yishosu Bem, Pa'kodesh, that Tolo HaKosim B'Shirus. The Pesach is mashma that what gives the Kli Shorik is Kedusha, the Shirus using it. When you do the Avoida with it, the Avoida is Mechancham. So mashma the Avoida itself. So Mar says, Hashtiv so, the cost of Achmon Asher Shosu. Now that you're telling me, the Pesach says, that the Shirus working with the Kli, using the Kli for the Avoida, that's what gives his Kedusha from this Pesach, is so Oysom Lomeli. Why do I need the word Oysom by Moshe, what says by Yemoshcham, by Yekadish Oysom? Pshita, it was only with the Shemen then, and not L'Doros. Because the Darius, it says you have to have Shiras. You have to wait until you first use it. The verse says no. Eloi Kosta Rachamon Oysom of the story would have not written the word Oysom, Havamina, Hane Yudim Mashicha. True, Vishas Moshe, it was enough just Mashicha. But Lederois, later on, the Mashicha Uvi Avoida. Maybe later on you Vidaska need two things. You would need to be Moshach, to use the Shemana Mishcha, and also you would have to wait until you work with, use the Kli for the Avoida. It says like both things. It says the Chain Tasu, you should need a Mashicha. And it says like Shay Yishol Subam, you need Sheiros. So therefore, Niyat Rachman Oysam. The Torah says the word Oysam by Moshe by Yimashcha, Mekadish Oysam, teach us Oysam by Mashicha. Only the Shas Moshe do we need a Mashicha. But the later day is the Mashicha. But the later day race, later on, what's the Mekadish the Kalim is only the Sheiros and not Yimashcha. Mashenkin Ra'alalacha, the Chain Tasu applies Lederos, that the same way Moshe was Mekadosh the Mishkan, the same way Lederos. If you ever want to give the Kedusha onto the base of Migdash, or air onto the base of Migdash, you need all these things. Then the Mishnah says, Uvishtei Todas. They used to have two Todas with them. The question is, what does it mean? So Moshe says, Tana, we learned, Shtei Todas Yomru, the Lachman, not the Noi, the Tzoran. You do not have to have two animals, two carbonists. It's enough if you just take two breads from the carbon toidah. You don't need the animals. Just two breads is enough. That's what they went around, walked around the Azor with. Now, how do we know this? Omer Al-Chizit, the Yamakor, the Pasuk says in the Chemyon, this was by the Chinuch of the Beit HaMikdash HaSheni, when it wanted to be in the Kaddish to Mokam, it says, the Yamidah Shtei Toidah, that we stood up there, two toidahs, and it says, Gedolah, they were big ones. The Sahaluchais Liyamin, they walked around on the right side, Meyal Chayma, near the wall of Yerushalayim. This is when they want to give Kedusha to the Chaymas Yerushalayim. Now, my Gedolus, what does it mean they use Shtei Toides Gedolus? You mean if you want to tell me, Mimin Godol Mamish, that it means you have to use an ox, a bokor, and not soy, not the small sheep, is so, name the Purim. It should say clearly, reuse Purim. It shouldn't say Gedolus, it should have said Purim. That means an ox should have said Purim. Ela rather Gedolus means Aminim. No, it's true, you could use a tzoyin, you could use a lamb, you could use a sheep, but it means when you take a sheep, it has to be a big sheep. For the Gemara, that's no Svara. Miyika chashivusa kani shmaya. Does that mean anything? Once the halacha is that a sheep is enough, what's the difference how big the sheep is? The Yatani would learn like this. Nema bi oilas behema, says by the korban oilas behema, isha reach nechayach l'ashem. That's one thing. Then it says, oilas oif, isha reach nechayach. That burning the oif gives a reach nechayach, gives a reach nechayach to Hashem, makes Hashem happy. The mincha, isha reach nechayach. But all three, it says the same thing, that the burning of it gives a nachas ruach to Hashem. Melamed comes to teach us, whether you bring a big korban or a small korban, whether it's a behema, a mincha, or a knife, it just depends where your lev is. You have to have good intentions. If you have a good lev, so here, once you bring it sign, the pasuk does not have to say it was gedolus. What's the difference if it was big or not? The main thing is, what's your intentions while you're bringing it? Ela, rather, what does it mean, gedola here? It means gedola shebetoido. It means the big breads of the Torah, of the toido. We know when you have a korban toido, you have to bring 40 lechems with it. Now, these 40, there were four categories. One was chomets, and the other three were three different types of matzahs. Now, the types of chomets, the 10 of chomets, was the same amount of flour used as the other 30 lachmam made for the three types of matzahs. So therefore, the type of chametz was a bigger lechem than the type of matzahs. That's what the pasuk means. They used two lachmam of the chametz of toida. Oh my niyu, what are they? Chametz. They used two breads, two loaves of the chametz of the korban toida. That's what it was. The tzna will learn like this. Ha toida, when you have a korban toida, to make them lechem, to make the 40 breads for the korban toida, they used to start off with 5 soyim of flour, Shein Shesh Midboris, which really is six soyin of the Cheshbon and the Midbor, that they added on a sixth onto the Cheshbon. Shein Shtei Eifos, which these are two Eifos, that's the amount of flour. Now, the Eifos, each Eifos was Sholeh Soyin, was three soyin. Esrim Isorin, the kids said there were 20 Isorin of flour. Now, Asorah Lechomitz, the Asorah Lematzah, that's the way they divided up this flour. 10 Isorin was used for the 10 Lachmon of Chomitz, and 10 was used for the 30 of Matzah. Over Matzah, we know by Matzah, Sholesh Minim, there were three different types of Matzah that was used by the Lachme Toidah. There were 30 Matzahs made. Chalois, that's one type of matzah. Rikikin, small wafers. Revuchin, boiled up, fried. So
you see clearly
that the lechem of chametz, that's the bigger lechem, because one lechem of chametz was the size of three lachman of matzah. So the pasuk says that when they made the kiddush around the Beit Yerushalayim, they used shtei toides gedolos. Gedolos means which type of the toide did they use? From the big type of bread, it's teaching me halacha that you have to take the two toides of chametz. That's what's used. Now, Oma Romi Bar Choma, Eino Azora Miskadeshes Ela B'Shira Mincha. Even though here in the pasuk in Nehemiah it says when they made a kiddush around Yerushalayim, they used two toides gedolos, which means two lachma of chametz. But he says that's only for Yerushalayim. But when you're making a kiddush around the Azora, the Beis Hamikdash itself, then you have to use Shira Mincha. You have to use leftover from a Korban Mincha. That's the bread. In other words, the flour leftover from the Mincha, bake it and make a matzah out of it. In other words, it cannot be chometz, it has to be a matzah. My time, what's the reason? Oh, we'll soon see. So far it says Shira Mincha, which has Kedushas Haguf. It's called Kedush Kedushim. My time, though, because it says Kirushalayim. We learn out the same way they made the Kiddush by Yerushalayim with Toidah. So in the Azara, you have to use something that's Kodesh Kedoshim. So it's like this. Ma Yerushalayim. Dovra Nechubo. Just like when you give Kedusha to Yerushalayim, you have to use something that you can eat inside Yerushalayim, like the Lachmei Toidis, Kachem Kalim, Mekadesh, Mekacho, is Af Azara. The same thing when you come to make Kiddush around the Azara, the Beis Hamikdash, Dovra Nechubo. You have to use something that could be eaten inside the Azara. His Mekadsha, that's what you need to give this Kedusha. So Mori asks, Oto Lachme Toidah Yazor Miloi Misafli? What are you talking about? You're allowed to eat the Lachme Toidah inside the Beis Hamikdash also. It's only a lach, you can eat it outside also. But you could eat it inside. Ela rather means like this, Ki Yerushalayim, that Ma Yerushalayim, just like here by Nehemiah, when they made the Kiddush around Yerushalayim, Dovra Nechubo, Ziyoitzim Emenu Nisal, they use something like the Lachmei Toidah, which is Kachem Kalim, that you're allowed to eat it inside Yerushalayim, but not outside. As soon as you would go outside Yerushalayim, it would be a psul of Yotzei. So Af Azara, the same way when you want to give a Kiddush onto the Azara, onto the Beis Hamikdash, it has to be with something, Dovra Nechu Bo, but Tziha Yotzei, Mimeno Niso. You should know if you take it out, there's a psul Yotzei. Now, so therefore it has to be a Mincha. Because the Mincha has Kedusha Saguf on it. It's Kodesh Kedoshim. Therefore, it has to be eaten inside the Azara, not outside. Mashenkin Lachmei Toid, you could eat it outside the Beis Hamikdash. In the whole Yerushalayim, that's not sufficient for the Kiddush of the Azara. Now the Gemara says, maybe Ima Lahalin Chometz, Afkan Chometz, maybe just like by Nehemiah, by the Lachmei Toid, Gedolos, they use the Lachmei Toidah of Chometz, maybe now from the Shurim Mincha, the leftover Mincha, after the Kohen made the Kemitzah, the leftover Mincha, that's Nechal for the Kohanim, maybe they have to make it into Chometz? So the Gemara says no. Afkan Chometz, most of the Tizbro, is that a Svara? Mincha Chometz Mika. You're not allowed to make a Mincha into Chometz. The Rashi says, there's called a Mincha Shetakav Lashem, Loi Teyof Chometz. You're not allowed to make it into Chometz. You have to